First of all, I hope the field trip went well yesterday.
The field trip went well, Chris. It's always good to get your own pumpkin at the pumpkin patch, man.
And how old? Which one?
Carson's 8. He's,
oh, man.
He's my buddy.
I understand. Got one of those myself. That's an awesome thing. Well, I'm glad you got to spend the day with him yesterday. I appreciate you spending a few minutes with us today. Beat up team physically for Ole Miss that is going into this game with Auburn. Before we really kind of recap the what and why from Baton Rouge, how is and how are they doing, I know is very much of concern for Ole Miss fans.
Yeah, they got beat up at LSU. Sounds of it, LSU got beat up too. It was one of the more physical games that I've ever covered. I mean, it was an intense football game from the opening kick to the final play. Denzel Kimbici, of course, out for the year. He broke his ankle, fractured, whatever the term is. He won't play again this year. The rest of them, I think, are going to be okay. Laramie Tunsil, it's a bicep thing. They're going to have to put a brace perhaps on it to kind of help him. Might limit him a little bit, but he got such good feet, it might not matter. He'll play. I think they feel pretty good about Cody Pruitt and his ability to play. Who's the other one? They're worried about Ben Still, the starting center. He didn't play against LSU and really hurt them. I think they're worried about his ability to play against Auburn. There's some hope there. He's got an MCL issue. And then Robert Kimbici, can't believe I forgot him. Yeah. Robert's going to be okay. I think it was as much cramps as it was anything else.
I've said this many times. The Ole Miss victory over Alabama didn't shock me. The win in College Station, certainly as decisive as it was, did surprise me. They handled clearly success very, very well. How do you think this Ole Miss team is going to handle a loss?
Good question. I don't know. They didn't handle Baton Rouge very well, and it wasn't because of they let that crowd and stuff get to them. Not in a scare 'em way. They got, can I say pissed off on the radio? Because that's the only word
you
that
can.
Really comes
we'll
to
pretend
mind.
Nick Saban said it, so that'll be fine.
Saban says it. I know. As soon as I said it, I went, well, Saban said it a couple of times, so I can say it.
Here's the term that we use.
They got pissed off at the crowd and some of the stuff that was happening, and it got real personal. Bo Wallace got a personal foul penalty on the sidelines, really dumb. Cinquez Golson got a unsportsmanlike conduct penalty after intercepting a pass where he did a little ball spin. Like, you know how you spin it and make it twirl on its end. He did that deal kind of right in front of the LSU bench, kind of like take that look on his face. It was totally out of character for Cinquez. Now, for Bo, you get some of that. Bo can be a hothead, and Bo had hothead Bo all day on Saturday. It was obvious. But they just lost their composure. That's what surprised me. It wasn't that they lost the game. It was that this team that's been so calm and cool, I mean, you know, they're down 14-3 in Alabama third quarter, and they're in trouble. And they never lost their composure that day. They came back and won the game. Everybody said, oh, they're going to have a meltdown at A&M, and if anything, they went over there and just beat them so handedly the first half that they sleptwalked through the second. And then people said, well, you know, we'll see what happens to Tennessee. And even though they struggled kind of early against Tennessee, you know, a lot of people were saying, oh, see, they're freaking out. They can't handle the stage. And then they proceeded to thump them. And it wasn't that they lost. It's just that they kind of lost their composure. So I don't know how they'll respond. It's a new thing for this team. My gut feeling is that they'll probably respond very positively. They'll be glad to be home. They'll be motivated. They still are a team that controlled its own destiny for at least for now. I mean, if they don't lose again, they'll be in the playoff. So they've got that going for them. But I don't know. We'll see.
Neil McCready joining us from RebelGrove.com. Some conversation took place yesterday. I didn't hear the comments, so forgive me if this is one of these out of left field, but Bo Wallace apparently said something about the play calling or the offense and the strategy on. Catch us up to speed on that. Is it something out of context? Is it a big deal? What's the story and what does it mean, if anything?
Yeah, it really wasn't out of context. He was asked about the play calling. They asked about the last play.
Right.
And both he and Hugh Freeze didn't answer. It's the great debate here about what was the plan? What was the read on that play? Was it to throw the underneath route? They had 9 seconds, didn't have any timeouts, needed to get out of bounds, obviously. Had an underneath route open where they probably could have picked up 15 yards or so, gotten out of bounds, field goal perhaps, tied the game. And the last thing the game really needed was overtime, and that's where they would have headed. But they didn't talk about that. They both agreed kind of not to talk about that, apparently. And Bo was asked, you know, about the conservative play calling the last few weeks, and he, as Bo is apt to do, answered the question and said that it was, you know, he'd like for them to open it up more, but that he's going to run whatever the coaches call and that kind of on the coaches. Some people took that as him calling out the coaches, and I think to some degree that's exactly what he was doing. Probably wasn't as he's not the first quarterback to say, hey, I'd like to open the thing up and let's throw it. So Bo gets a little bit of a bad rap whenever he says anything, but there is some frustration on his part with the conservative nature of the play calling. And the coaching staff clearly has gone conservative. The defense is very good, and they're trying to make sure the offense doesn't lose the game. But I think as they move forward, Bo's probably right. They've got to open things up and at least try to score some points. They spent way too much time Saturday trying to win a 7-3 game.
Last thing, and then I'll let you run. Are you going to watch the selection tonight, and do you think they will ultimately get it right? I don't mean tonight, but I mean when that final poll comes out and they have determined the four teams in the playoff.
Yeah, I mean, I'll watch tonight. But tonight, Chris, is the equivalent to me of the NCAA selection committee coming out about February the 15th and going, if the tournament was today.
Yeah, I understand.
Here's the deal. Take the SEC West teams for a minute, right?
Okay.
Whoever loses Ole Miss and Auburn on Saturday, they're done. The winner's in good shape. The loser's
right. Done. Yep.
When Alabama plays Mississippi State in what's that, 2 weeks?
Three. Because you got an off week, okay. Then you got LSU, then you got State.
All right. I'm going to give Alabama a win over LSU for the sake of this argument. And I think Alabama will beat LSU. When Alabama plays State, if Alabama loses to State, they're done. They're not going to the playoff with two losses. Odds are. Maybe they will, but they're probably not. State would have a two-game lead on them. State would probably – it just wouldn't happen. If State beats Alabama, well, then that changes – I mean, if Alabama beats Mississippi State, that changes the game. Both of them would still be in it. Alabama would be one loss. State would be one loss. And if Ole Miss beat Auburn – The Ole Miss-Mississippi State game would be an elimination game. If Auburn beats Ole Miss and then, say, beats Georgia, and then Auburn plays Alabama, that's an elimination game. That's where we're headed. So I think all of the gnashing of teeth that will inevitably come tonight on these rankings is an utter waste of breath. And it's great for talk radio. It's just who cares because there's still games left to be played. Will they get it right? I'm skeptical. I'm a little worried, for lack of a better word, that in the end it's going to be a lot of pressure to make sure that they do what they do sort of with the baseball tournament. You know, make sure that you get teams from all over the country, take a Big Ten team, the pressure to take a Big 12 team, the pressure to take a Pac-12 team, that kind of thing. You know, obviously you can't make all of those things happen, but it's hard for me to believe in the end that they're going to be willing to take two SEC teams. And I think that most certainly deserves two SEC teams. I'm still curious to see what happens because you don't have to do a lot to get a whole bunch of two-loss SEC teams out there. And then I wonder whether the SEC would get one in that scenario. You know, where, say, Ole Miss beats or Auburn beats Ole Miss, which beats Mississippi State, which also loses to Alabama, which loses to Georgia in the SEC championship game, which lost to Auburn. None of that's unrealistic.
Right.
And then you have a bunch of 2- and 3- lost teams out of the league, and I kind of wonder if everybody would be screwed.
I lied. One more very short one from you.
Sure.
Along those same lines, is the loss of Archie Manning to the committee as big as I think it is potentially for the SEC?
Oh, yeah. I think he's talking about for Ole Miss. It's not a big loss for Ole Miss because he would have to recuse himself from the room when they were talking
right.
Ole Miss. But, yeah, I think it's potentially a loss for the SEC, absolutely.